A place for primates, big cats, and people. KSBY's Aaron Faye spoke with a local sanctuary about how they are keeping their animals and staff safe from coronavirus. She joins us live now. Aaron, you spent the day with a variety of furry friends.
Good morning, Janelle. That is right. Conservation Ambassadors is teaching animals, like you mentioned, how to take shots, and it's hard enough for humans.
And so she puts her paw outside of the cage like this. I can give her an injection right there into her arm if I wanted to. Or we can just as easily dart them. We have a blowgun, and I can just go poomp and get them right in the butt.
Animals can get COVID-19 from humans and each other. So all the staff at Conservation Ambassadors are vaccinated, and many of the animals are too, on top of their yearly shots.
They're all, you know, very handleable. And we do medical husbandry behaviors where we can give these guys injections and take blood and give take temperatures and things like that.
These animals are used to getting dozens of vaccines every year, so they're used to the process.
The sanctuary vaccinated the primates and big cats against the COVID-19 virus based on industry recommendations.
For some reason, the primates and the cats have been the ones that have gotten it most.
There are different ways to administer the vaccines depending on the animal.
Injections on these guys would be the same as us, in a shoulder, in an arm, or in a hip.
None of the animals at Conservation Ambassadors contracted COVID-19.
We don't have a huge staff, and we don't have public. We're not open to the public. So we don't have the concerns that most zoos do.
When Conservation Ambassadors does present animals, they make sure that people who are unvaccinated are wearing masks, and they make sure that people socially distance. Live from the newsroom, Aaron Fay, KSBY News.
Aaron, thanks so much. And when asked about vaccine side effects, the sanctuary director said none of the animals have shown any.